Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, penyelidikan Senat telah merekomendasikan untuk menaikkan pembayaran kesejahteraan secara permanen setelah virus corona berakhir. Pemerintah untuk sementara ini menggandakan tunjangan job seeker, namun menegaskan perubahan itu hanya bersifat sementara. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Sarah Conte. Wabah virus corona telah mendorong perubahan drastis pada sistem kesejahteraan Australia. Namun, Komite Senat menganjurkan agar situasi tidak kembali ke keadaan semula ketika pandemi itu berakhir. 1,5 juta warga Australia saat ini bergantung pada tunjangan pembayaran job seeker. 900 ribu klaim telah diproses dalam 6 minggu terakhir ini. Peter Whiteford, pakar kebijakan publik di Australian National University, menjelaskan situasi saat ini.
Politicians and policymakers are probably facing the most complicated set of problems, and this is throughout the world, not just in Australia, that we've had to face for a very long period of time. The answers are not simple, but we're going to have to sort of fundamentally rethink the assumptions of a whole range of policies.
Selama 6 bulan, job seeker sebelumnya dikenal sebagai New Start telah dinaikkan menjadi $550 per minggu dan kriteria kelayakan telah diperluas. Namun, Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison menegaskan bahwa peningkatan pembayaran itu hanya bersifat sementara. Dari sebuah laporan Senat dinyatakan bahwa pembayaran sebelumnya sebesar $40 sehari tidak mencukupi dan masih mendorong orang jatuh ke dalam kemiskinan, tunawisma, dan penderitaan mental. Senator Partai Hijau Rachel Seward memimpin penyelidikan itu.
We heard of people skipping meals, people foregoing medicine, having to choose between which medicine they take, foregoing meals and medicine for their children if they had children, not being able to get their, in some cases, very significant health problems properly addressed. And what that points out and what they pointed out is that all of that is also a barrier to trying to find work.
Job seeker hampir tidak pernah dinaikkan sejak tahun 1994. Adrian Walters dari Pusat Hukum Hak Asasi Manusia mengatakan, laporan itu menyoroti apa yang sudah lama diketahui dan ia menganjurkan agar tidak kembali ke pembayaran sebelumnya.
None of this is surprising. We've heard for years now about people having to make decisions about whether to eat or to pay rent, which is simply unacceptable. And so it's really clear and has been for a long time that the government needs to raise the rate of social security payments.
Pihak koalisi berpendapat bahwa pembayaran kesejahteraan adalah jaring pengaman dan harus ditetapkan dengan standar minimum untuk mendukung kehidupan. Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison mengakui tantangan ekonomi ke depan dan ia mengatakan ketika ancaman penyakit menurun, fokusnya seharusnya membuat orang kembali bekerja.
We need growth-orientated policies to overcome what will be quite stiff headwinds, which will be the carryover from what we've seen from the COVID-19 crisis. It's important as we move into another phase that we not only give people the confidence about their jobs opening up and businesses opening up, but just for individuals to feel confident in their own health to be able to go and engage again in the community.
Menurut Departemen Keuangan, tingkat pengangguran akan mencapai 10% pada bulan Juni. Namun, menurut beberapa analis, tingkat sebenarnya bisa lebih tinggi. Peter Whiteford dari ANU mengatakan, pembayaran kesejahteraan dapat memainkan peran penting saat kita keluar dari krisis ini.
Australia has the financial capacity to do a lot more than it does in the social security system. What's really going to be important as we recover from the current economic impacts of the pandemic is that we not cut spending too quickly because that would just throw the economy into a deeper recession, making an increase permanent costs the government budget more money. If we go back to the previous level, we're going to have a really significant increase in inequality, a very significant increase in poverty in the community. We're going to have a lot of people who won't be able to afford to pay their rents and mortgages. So the case for, making the payment more adequate, I think, is really strong.
Dan Anda dapat mengikuti perkembangan terkini tentang virus corona di situs web sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.